Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If I was gonna make it on time, but I'm here, and what I'm gonna start by saying is welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Aborley, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Yeah, let me try that one more time.
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Okay, just wanted to make sure everything was copacetic. All right, so today, my beautiful, beautiful, lovely friends. Today, hold on, why is this not on here? See what I'm saying? It's the stuff I don't like. This the stuff I don't be wanting to deal with. Hold on, I'm going to get it together. One second, because I want to say it the proper way. Here we go. The proper way. Today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into this gab beat and we talk about what's going on in these gabby streets. We're here for it. We're here to talk about it. And I'm ready. I'm prepared. Almost prepared. All right. I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. So I'm ready for y'all to talk with me. Now, why was I a little bit late this evening? Well, me, Madre, and my sister, we're actually out of town this weekend, and I did request that they let me know when they were getting close to the house so I could let them in, because, you know, and I could help with the luggage. So I went outside to help them with the luggage. Meanwhile, forgot that it was almost time for me to do the show. So I was a little late today, but it's all good. It's all good. Not too late, just a little late. Just a tiny fragment of lateness. But I'm here, and I'm here to talk about some things. Couple of things I want to say before we get this evening's festivity started. Join the freaking conversation. You can do that by calling in or sending a text message or dropping a comment below. If you would like to call in, the number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. And I gotta go get that phone because I left that in there, but whatever. We'll get to it if need be. Or you can send a text or drop a comment. It'll be on the screen below. Know that. you want to contact us for any reason, and I do mean any reason at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, or ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Either way is fine. Whatever. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get, if you do not mind. If you do not mind, I'm going to get to the comments in a minute. It's a crazy, crazy day. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yo, this new system is mad confusing, too. I want y'all to know that. All right, good. Audio is good. And yes, today is Media Monday. Whoo, child, that was a lot to say. I'm not done. I got more to say. But that was just the opening credits, baby. But yeah, this new system is a little different. So I'm thinking I have to change my timing in order for me to be on time. Because I don't know if you know, but I'm a very punctual person. I don't really like being late. But, you know, today is one of those days. I had to help my family get in the building. All right, so let's get into some stuff. I'll leave that for last. Let's get into some good news. Plus, I got some extra to add to some of these stories. So just bear with the girl. Let's talk about my good friend Bun B. I always like Bun B and Pimp C. They just always seem like my type of fellas. Bun B seemed like my favorite uncle that I would hang with, like Uncle Bun. You feel me? Like that would be like that type of situation. Well, when he said folks love Trail Burgers, so they opened another store with two more on the way. I like the franchising. Why not? Rap legend Bun B, second act as a fast food employee, is going mighty swell. His Trail Burgers franchise opened its second location on Friday. Fry, like fresh fry day. Definitely a pun intended. Bun's new location is posted up in 25 miles north of downtown Houston in Spring, Texas, about an hour away from the flagship Trail Burgers in Houston. I gotta get to Houston so I can get me some of this Trail Burgers. The new hub is a 3,000 square foot revamp of Dairy Queen, and will introduce a new menu item, Trail Lemonade, available in classic strawberry and iced tea Arnold Palmer flavors. I swear to goodness, I like this initiative. Anyway, so the graphics and the location is dope. Basically tell the competition to catch up. Listen, I'm not mad at this at all. I need to get to Houston so I can get me some Trail Burger. I want some of that. I want to try some Trail Burgers and fries. And I'm not going to do the Arnold Palmer. I'll probably do the strawberry one because I don't really like the Arnold Palmer here. That's called a half and half. And although I'm a Baltimorean, I do not like half and halves. They are not my cup of tea. Yeah, I like my tea Southern style, not mixed. So it doesn't work for me per se. But I want some Trail Burgers. Let's move on. My favorite anti-villain is up in this gag beat today. I love him to pieces, though. He is my favorite anti-villain. And he teaching you white, you clear folks, UIT folks, a lesson that his suing capabilities is not limited to just people of color. So, 50 Cent sees Ryan Kavanaugh over Skill House film. False advertising, and said he never signed off on this. Ooh, child, don't play with him because he will sue you quick. I don't know why y'all playing with my favorite anti-villain. Anyway, a horror film star, 50 Cent, set to release on July to launch the new Gen TV platform may not make it to any screens. I don't think it will. Because the megastar rapper says he never inked the final deal with producers, and he's now suing over its release. And I told you, Melanated people is not the only ones that he sues. He sues everybody. Anybody can get it. Anybody. But anyway, so legal documents have been obtained and were filed by 50 Cent on Thursday, making good on the social media warning he's been sending to Gen TV's owner, Ryan, about taking legal action to try to block the fallout. According to the document, 50 Cent says he looked past Ryan's controversial past and provided his acting talents for the movie after they sketched out the basic terms of the deal, with the expectations that they would reach a final agreement and sign contract. You gotta get them contracts signed before you just out of the blue just be like, yeah, we get ready to release something. So he says his trust regarding the last part needing his John Hancock would happen was misplaced. 50 says, even though they never inked a deal, Ryan still went ahead and plastered the rapper's name, image, voice, and likeness all over Scalehouse promotional materials, billing him as a star and producer. 50 insisted he would never have agreed to be associated with the project unless he could include his creative input on it to ensure it met his standards. And to make matters worse, he says he hasn't been paid a dime for the use of his services, images, image rights in connection with the film. 50 is demanding the Scalehouse be blocked from release, and he wants no less than $5 million in damages plus punitives. Child, anybody can get it. I think that sometimes people take advantage of, what's the word I'm looking for? Sometimes people take their privilege too far. And this would be one of them times where privilege was definitely taken too far. You felt like you could, so you did it, even though you had not finished up none of the business. And 50 does not operate that way, boo-boo. And I don't know why the hell you thought that was going to slide. Why? I don't know. But you thought it was going to happen. And it ain't happening. Because he will sue you. He sued you. He said, don't use my image. Hi, Rock, honey. Hi, baby. And he said, don't use his image. So he's suing you. Because you shouldn't have did it. Don't use your privilege and think you can take it for granted. Anyway, let's get to this next part. Project Pat. We haven't heard from him in a minute. Well, he's reborn as a Christian rapper. He said he brought 20,000 people to the Most High, which is beautiful, right? 3-6 Mafia legend Project Pat has a new purpose in his life thanks to his newfound faith in the Most High. His once gangster mentality has shifted to gospel. So, I was about to sing a song. No more slow, no. And do your job. The Memphis rapper and his partner, Mike Brown, linked with reporters at LAX this week and discussed the spiritual transition. So, these people that they had turned their lives over to Christ were prisoners. But he said, we had 72 people give their life to Christ. It was a good day. All glory be to God. Amen. Amen. The year got off to a rough start for Pat. His son, Patrick Houston Jr., was taken out in Memphis, but Pat is staying. Pat's been staying grounded and giving back. He's been visiting various prisons across the country and feels he convinced over 20,000 people to give their life to the Most High. The road to redemption has also been paved in his music. Pat Hypnotizing Sound is now giving Christian rap an extra holy hot. As heard on the new collab with No Big or whatever this person's name is, Never Going Back, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree in this case. Project Pat and Juicy J's dad is a longtime pastor. Listen, at some point in time, it comes to the point in time where people just decide, all right, listen, there's a higher purpose. And I think that with the demise of his son, it's a lot of things going on. So I think that they all play a part. I'm not mad at Project Pat at all. Do your thing, Papa, because, you know, sometimes you got to do your thing. And when it comes to the Most High, I never will object to you giving your life to the Most High and helping other people walk a more righteous path. So I don't have no beef with that whatsoever. Big shout out to Project Pat. I read those stories that I just read in the order in which I write them on purpose, because I wanted to start with some light work before I got to these other two people. We'll leave the dealer for last, because as we get closer to the case, the more comes out, the more crazy it gets. But let's go to Trey Songz, Trigger Trey, Mr. Steal Your Girl himself. So he said, give me a chance, people, going indie with his redemption song. So he has a redemption song. My thing is, didn't you see how that worked out for R. Kelly? It wasn't so much a redemption song. Now, was it? It better be a redemption song. I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to let y'all know how I feel about it, but let's get to it. So, as promised, Trey Songz has released a new Give Me a Chance record, which is more of a booty call request than an apology for past transgressions. Lord, on the track, Trey's asking for a sexy, freaky little biatch, fuck cuss now, sexy, freaky little bitch to suck it with a lot of spit, and that pussy gotta drip on it. I mean, am I opposed to the actions? If with the right person, no, I'm not. But Trey, how you gonna ask for another chance and then make a song like this? That's all I'm saying. Okay, so Trey Songz is clearly can clearly see what folks are saying about him on Instagram, but wants fans to know his career has plenty of life and love to give. Sources close to Trey say that he's releasing a new single, which is the single I just talked about, Give Me a Chance, for the New Music Friday tomorrow, which that was this weekend, it just passed. A track that will shed light on everything that has happened to the R&B superstar in the public eye. How? When he talk about getting some coochie. How? Now, listen. The song will touch on topics of redemption and, obviously he lied, and reconciliation. Not just romantically, but on the border, a broader sense. Think of someone who knows they've messed up, but is owning somewhat and asking for another shot. One thing missing from the song is an apology to anyone he might have wronged. Listen! Here goes some of the supposed lyrics. I gotta listen to the song now, because the update said, I'm gonna get to that in a minute. I gotta go listen to the song now. I have to listen to the song now. But some of the more passionate lyrics include, I got knives in my back, but it's time. Bitch, I'm back. Just call me that. You trying to make it work. Because I want to make it right with you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go back to what I said was also in this track. He said he is asking for a sexy little bitch to suck it with a whole lot of spit and that pussy got a drip on it. How is that a redemption song, Trey Songz? Oh my gosh. I'll get to that in a minute. Ain't nobody calling me tonight anyway. How? Doc said, shaking my head though. How? I don't see no redemption in that song. All I see is the same nasty, freaky trait that you've been. And this is probably the trait that they talk about. They said you just as bad as R. Kelly. Speak your truth, Trey. Get consent first. That's part of the problem. You can't have a redemption. You can't do that and you still got all of this on your back, whatever. Okay. He want to right his wrongs. What? How is he righting his wrongs with this song? How? Again, how? He talking about he need a nasty little bit. Listen, nothing was redemption. I'm going to go listen to the song anyway. And I don't even got no beef with Trey Songz songs. I got maybe beef with his actions, but not his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, but don't tell me you going to make a redemption song and you going to come and apologize for shit. And you just talking the same shit you've been talking. Like, well, I'm stressed out. He's stressing me out. He just stressed me out. I should not be stressed out at this hour of the evening. I'm supposed to be cooling down and getting ready for the month. He is stressing me out. Where's the redemption? Oh, gosh. You sound like Diddy right now. He can't handle redemption. He did used to hang with Diddy. Speaking of Diddy, speaking of the dealer, we got to get to him too, because we got something on him. So, it's being said that he lacked mental capacity to commit these crimes. That's what his defense team is saying. Okay, I just want y'all to know what is being said, because that's what's being said. So, part of Diddy's defense involves his mental capacity to commit the crimes while he was highly wasted. He even has a doctor lined up to testify, but the feds think it's a total irrelevant point. If anything, okay, let me finish, and then I'll get to my point. Prosecutors filed their opposition to his line of testimony. And in the documents, they say Diddy wants to have a doctor who's a Columbia professor testify he had a mental condition bearing on the issues of guilt. So what does this mean exactly? Well, the detail of the alleged condition is redacted throughout the documents, but there are some clues, including a bit of Diddy's alleged drinking and smoking and narcotic use. Yeah, narcotic use. According to the documents obtained, prosecutors say that legal precedent requires the defense to give proper notice before offering any evidence of the effects of narcotic and alcohol on a defendant's memory and cognitive functions. Child. One other clue is that prosecutors describing the doctor's potential testimony as evidence of the defendant's inability to control his behavior. Child. Child.
What's interesting is the federal indictment accuses Diddy of giving narcotics without permission to his victims and compliance during the freak-offs. But now it's a question on whether Diddy himself was in a haze during the alleged crimes. You see my face, right? Even if he was, prosecutors said the doctor's opinion on whether Diddy was lucid is irrelevant. And the docs, they point out that the doctors never purposely examined, personally examined Diddy. And his testimony would be based on his experience with other people. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors also want to block testimony of forensic video expert regarding the Cassie Hotel beating because, oh, that video is in now. The judge said it's in, which the judge will be admitted as evidence. That video is in. The judge has yet to rule on either matter, but the trial is just a week away. Listen, that Cassie video is in now. It's in. So they're going to show that in court, and that's going to make him look like a monster and stuff. Here's the thing. Now they're saying that they're trying to say that he lacked the mental capacity to commit the debauchery of crimes that he committed. But here's the problem with that. It's going to be hard to prove that he was not competent to do that because it's also going to prove that he planned a lot of... Man, how do you run a $1 billion or $1 million company and you don't have the capacity? Like, you did that while on narcotics. You did that while drinking. So now all of a sudden, now you don't have the capacity to delegate these type of debaucheries. It's some bullshit. Some bullshit, and you know it. Y'all, I can't. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I don't care how long this case go. I'm ready. I'm ready to talk about it. I'm ready to hear what they have to say because this is a circus. So now you're not competent enough. Like, get the fuck out of here, Diddy. The fuck out of here with your bullshit and your fuckery and your tomfoolery. It's just a bunch of bullshit. You were able to run your businesses, boss people around, tell people what to do at work, but you because you was drinking and you was on these narcotics anyway. You was getting the drip bag anyway. It's some bullshit and you know it. I am rather shocked that the judge did let them, because that was a whole thing too, that whole Cassie video. We didn't know if that was going to be included in the within this case, within the court proceedings. But obviously they don't give a shit. They saw all that shit going in there. I think they really want to take this man down. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's really what it is. They really want to take this man down, and they said by any means necessary. And then they calling out his son in court, all kinds of stuff. Child. Not all the sons, just Christian, the little Diddy lookalike. Yeah. It's a lot going on right now, so we're going to see where this goes, how far this goes. Who's willing to pull out what stops, what videos get included, whose videos get exposed. We're going to find that out. What evidence they are submitting, where evidence they're not including.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
There's so much to take in on this case, but I'm ready for it. I'm here for it, and I'm ready for it. And I just need y'all to know I'm so ready for this case. Oh my gosh, I'm so ready for this case. But what they're saying is he was not competent enough because he was gone off the narcotic and the liquor. And that's why he can't tell you. I mean, he can't be held responsible for his actions, which is some bullshit. Because he was telling everybody else what to do. Why he can't tell nobody what to do now. It's some bullshit. And then I'm going to say this. And I'm not going to say it like personal first-hand experience as if those things. Well, I've been around some foul-ass motherfuckers while they've been drunk and inebriated. And people, not only that, I've known some people who've done hard narcotic and got drunk and faded and have done some heinous and diabolical things. So nobody's going to tell me because he say he couldn't have been held responsible. No. And they were held responsible. So why you can't be held responsible too, sir? Nope. Not going for it. Not going for it at all. I'm not going for it. It's some bullshit. I'm not going for it. I'm not. Sorry. I'm just not. No, I'm not sorry. Hell, I'm sorry. Not going for it, Diddler. I'm not. I'm just trying to make sure ain't nobody on my list. I mean, on this list missing. Okay. I got everybody, but my peoples is here. They holding it down. But nah, I'm not going for it. You know why I'm not going for it? Because it's a bunch of bullshit. You was the man in charge. You liked your power that you had. You loved it. And you loved every bit of it. And now you're not going to tell me all of a sudden out the blue, oh, I can't be held responsible. Just like you told us that you didn't do the things that you did to Casey, but you did them. Some bullshit. Yo, I'm not going for it. I'm sorry. I'm just not going for it. I'm not. I can't. I won't. I will not. I will not. I will not. Ow. My peoples. But nah, I'm not. I'm not. Okay, well, nobody's gonna change my mind about it. I'm not going for it. You're not gonna tell me that because you was off the schnosh name, the tussy, or however you say it, and stuff, the stuff you was putting in the baby bottle. I don't know. You might have been overly inebriated, but fuck that. You had a choice. You had to do that narcotic, and you decided that she was going to do it anyway. And guess what? Now you here. Now we here. And no, not going for it. You're depraved. You're foul. You're heinous. You're sinister. We'll get to all of that in a minute. Nope, not going for it. Mm-mm. No, Lord. Not going for it. Nobody. No, I'm not going for it. It is time for me to get to this love, though. I need to get to some love to get past this debauchery. So, It's time for me to get to some of this love that I got to give, man. Anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I love you. I love you so much. And thank you for loving on me how you love on me. Doc, where are you watching from this evening? I need to know. Can y'all see my Twitch? Because the last couple of days, it's been giving me attitude, and I just want to make sure. I don't know. But anyway, anybody watching from any of those platforms, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I love you so much. That's called live love. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, sorry. My bad. Gave you all a little concert, too. Gave you all a little concert while I was at it. Okay. I ain't talk to you in a minute. Anyway, but thank you. Thank you. Now it's time for me to give the other kind of love that I be giving, though. This love, it's a different kind of love. This love here, I'm about to give up real quick. I like to call these my love notes. Why do I call them my love notes? Well, here's the reason. First of all, the love notes goes out to my listening audience because they can't particularly see us when we do this thing, but they can hear us. And so I always want to find a way to give them love even though they're not watching. I want them to know that they are appreciated and they are loved. So how do we come up with the name love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. I was never going to call it that, ever, in life. Never was I going to call it that. I love you, Doc, but I wasn't going to call it that. We bickered. And then finally, we came to the realization that there is no love without compromise. And so we came to a compromise, and now we call it love notes. Yeah, Doc, baby, you back in here. Babe, where you watching from, too? Is it Twitch or YouTube? I need to know because I'm just trying to find something out. But anyway, yeah, I used to call it love. He called it show notes. We bickered. Then finally we came to the compromise and now we call it love notes. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. But it was a lot of papers and stuff. But it was necessary for the cause, but we don't do that no more anyway. We don't do that anymore anyway. Now we do this. Thank you for the love, babes. Yeah, it's all love. Thanks for the love. Shout out to the top six. United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium. Specifically Brussels. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the incredible love and dedication and loyalty. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Australia, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Jamaica, I got something for y'all tonight, too. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, specifically Prague, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you. I love you so much. Ghana, Lithuania, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. I love you guys. Thank you for the love. Oh my gosh. I'm so in love with you guys. Thank you so much. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica. Hold on. Slovakia, Ukraine, Peru. Hi, booze. I love you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the love. I adore you guys so much. And last but not least, Italy. One day, my friends, I will be in Tuscany. In the fields, laying in the fields, and enjoying the sunshine and the beautiful terrain. One day. I love you guys so much, so much. Thank you for the support. It's greatly appreciated. You guys are the love of my life. You are. Okay. So Doc is watching from Twitch. So today I'm not having any Twitch issues. Thank you. Thank you. Because I don't know what was going on the last few shows. But let's get to what Doc has said. Doc has said, top flight catch the vibes and be careful, folks. Be careful using folks' likeliness, especially 50 Cent. We know he sue everybody. We know he sue everybody. I don't know why y'all thought that he wasn't going to sue y'all. He will. Don't be using his likeliness. Don't play with him. My favorite anti-villain. Don't you play with him. He not playing with you. And just because you got a little privilege don't mean you got privilege from him. He will sue you. And he go and get his money. And he want his money. He coming for his money. Oh, sorry. My bad. I was going on. Doc has said worldwide, Trey just wants to not catch a case. Apologize through music. If he was apologizing, but he didn't apologize, he's still talking the same shit he been talking the whole time he been out. He wants some coochie. And he want the bitch to be nasty. That's all he said. He ain't said nothing about no kind of... How is this a redemption song? And you ain't said nothing about the things that you needed to apologize for. You didn't apologize for nothing. That's some bullshit, Trey songs. I'm gonna listen to the song anyway. But it's some bullshit Trey songs, and you know it, bro. Time for his bullshit, yo. He's just so... I gotta listen to the song now, because I need to know what else he's saying in the song. Maybe I'm missing something, but I didn't hear an apology. I didn't hear the redemption song. Trey songs, what the hell we out here doing in this world? And everybody keep calling you and saying that you worse than R. Kelly. What are we doing? I don't know what's happening. I just don't know what's happening. I don't know anymore. Doc has said, hit that like button. Hold on. Because I don't know what's going on in the world. Doc has said, hit that like button. Tune in to the live show, radio show, and get the app. I think you should. I would like to know where the redemption is, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think you should definitely do what Doc has said to do, because don't do what Trey Song did, though. Stay away from that type shit. Some weird vibes going on over there. Weird vibes. Oh, y'all know I always start yawning around this time of the night because I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's about time. Somehow, I'll be tired by the end of the day. I'm sorry. It's not that I don't want to be here, because I love being here. It's one of my favorite things to do. I just be tired by the end of the night. I don't know what's going on. I don't. A few things I need to say, though. I do know what's going on. I just be tired. I be sleepy. I do. So, let me see if I can get rid of this real quick. I can. Thank you. Join the conversation. You could do that by calling in or sending a text. The number is 443-551-5963. Or you could drop a comment and it'll be on the screen, because we definitely put all that on the screen. If you send a text message, I will read it out loud. If you call in, just know that you would be live on air. Just need you to know that. You want to talk to us about anything. Anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com or ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Either one of those, it'll get you in contact with us. Listen, I haven't mentioned any music video that I've ever played on this podcast. I've had full permission to play. I wouldn't play it if I didn't. I haven't played any music videos in a long time, but I'm trying to get back to it. I need some new stuff. I can't keep playing the old stuff. But I have permission, written, visual, audio, electronical, but however you want it, I got permission to do it. And also, we don't take requests over here, because I don't know if you heard, but my DJ is that guy, and we don't need y'all getting on his nerves. Leave him alone. Mm-hmm. Leave him alone, child. Leave him alone. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription we could get. We do. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. For sure, do that, child. Do that. It ain't going to take you much to just do that. And big shout out to our favorite DJ, our residential DJ, DJ Ru Casey. We got mad love for him. I got to put the rest of his information on there, but I wanted to make sure that was on here tonight, because we're not going to do him like that. We love him over here. Don't play with our DJ. Go DJ, because that's our DJ. Go DJ. I can't wait till Friday. I'm ready already. We just had a Friday, but I'm ready for Friday to be back already. But big shout out to DJ Casey. For sure. Trey Songz, talking about Coochie is not your redemption. Diddy, you was not that impaired that you couldn't tell them to hook it up. And I heard some of them, the audio, and I read some of them text message where you gave specific instructions. Get the fuck out of here. And they admit in the Casey shit. Bumby, I need a churro burger. I need to try that out. I do. I need to try me a churro burger real big. Project Pat, I'm not mad at you. I'm proud. I'm very proud of you and how you are leading these young men to the most high. That's beautiful. And who else did I talk about this evening? Bumpy. Make sure I covered everything. It was Trey Songz, Bumpy, Diddy, 50 Cent. Don't play with him. Give him his money. Because you already done played with his likeliness. And I think that's how I think I covered everybody. Don't play with that man likeliness. He don't play that shit. He will sue your pants off of you. No, why do you think you exempt? You are not exempt. You could get sued too. And I don't know why you thought he was the one to play with. Like, of all people, that's the person that you don't play with. Of all people, that's the person that you do not play with. But for some strange reason, you wanted to play with him anyway, so now you're about to find out how this shit go. That's all I'm saying. All right. Now, it is time to get to this evening's sermon. Let the church say amen. This evening's sermon, it's going to sound about the same way it sounds every night, but the message is very clear, and it guides you in the right direction, which is mind your business, because everybody's business is not your business. Mind your business. I'm sorry, I was looking for something. Mind your business. Safe way to live your life. Safe on Media Mondays, like this evening, where I'm telling everybody's business, because I'm nosy as hell. And I be wanting y'all to be nosy with me. And the church said amen. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, I be wanting y'all to be nosy with me, so I feel like it's a fun thing that we do it together. But other than Media Mondays, mind your business. The tap in, I try not to tell people's business, but sometimes it happens anyway. It's not intentional. It just be happening sometimes. Sometimes. But we need to know who made the macaroni and cheese and the potato salad. That's all I'm saying. I try not to tell people's business. Wet and Wired, that's more me and Doc's business, because, yeah, we gotta tell our business too. We can't just be telling everybody else's business and don't tell our business. But the wiretap, though, if you have a court case and you're a foul, depraved, heinous, sinister, disgusting, idiot, stupid ass, dumb ass motherfucker, you foul, you depraved, you sinister, you heinous, you diabolical, you any of those things, and you got a court case and it's high profile for it to catch my eye and for me to pull the court case. You don't have to be a celebrity, by the way. I'm going to read it, and my partner Good is going to be right there reading it with me. So don't, just don't get a case, and you won't have to worry about it. That's all I'm saying. Cattails coming soon, actually. Okay, I'm not even gonna tell you about it. You'll see. you will see. But Cattails, I'ma just say this. Don't say anything when nobody knows you. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Doc always says a hit dog will holler. Nah, baby. Shut up. Nobody gotta know it's you unless you want them to know it's you. And with the stories I got to tell, I don't think you want them to know it's you. So shut up. It's that simple. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement, especially from you, because you are their fucking parents. You, my friend. You're the parent. So be one. Encourage your babies to be great. And don't be putting them down. Tell them they're amazing. They need that love. They need that encouragement. They need all of that. And you, my friend, should do that as a parent. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, receptionist, whatever the case may be. What I will say is this. Get yourself a telescope. Not the kind you look through your neighbor's windows, which you perv. A good one. It requires a little assembly. Comes with scopes, beams. It comes with all the good stuff. Take it out. Assemble it. Take it outside. Look at the sky with your kids. You might discover some shit, a comet, an asteroid, a meteor, a freaking planet, a planet that's not a planet that they said was a planet, but it is not a planet anymore, apparently, from what they said. But in my opinion, it's always a planet because I had to do the solar system project and I had to find something small enough to be my Pluto. So that's a planet, in my opinion. Sorry. Or maybe a UFO. Don't call me until after it has passed. I don't want to know. But whatever the case may be, go out there and discover some shit with your kid, because you just never know what you might discover and what genius you might unlock in your child. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell me about NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, engineer, freaking commentator, whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. What I know is that they have a need for speed. And at one point in time, they used to love the muscle car, and I will forever love the muscle car. You know the saying, put the pedal to the metal. Yeah, them kind of cars. Not this fiberglass bullshit y'all riding around right now. The real metal demonstrations, for sure. Look, this person keep coming back here. Let me see what I can do about this. Yeah, I'm going to do this. Because you're going to learn to die. Not here. I handled it, though. I'm worried about it. But yeah, whatever the case may be. Yeah. The good thing, this person is not any of those things. But anyway. Yeah. So, whatever the case may be. Encourage them babies. They need that encouragement. This is where I'm off to get y'all right, though. It's time for the fair warning. It's time for the fair warning. Because the fair warning is very necessary for us to continue to be friends. For everybody to know who they dealing with when they dealing with me. For me to keep it cool, calm, cool, and collected. It's the fair warning. But you're staying in your fucking lane. Everybody's lane is not your lane. My lane, your lane, not the same. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Stay in your lane. You jump in my lane, you want to get some shit that you do not want. And you don't want it. I promise you don't. You don't want it. She's not nice. She's not nice at all. All my Harleys is in prison right now, so I'm in my feelings. All I got is the dog. And she crazy. She crazy enough that we can handle our business. But you don't want these problems. You don't want her. Yeah. You don't want her at all. Leave her where the fuck she is at. She's not bothering nobody. Leave her alone. You do not want her at all. You want the 2-for-1 special because you get her. Or, hold on. Hey, you big purr bitches. Hey, you big purr. Or you get her. And if cat, hold on. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you, if Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy, happy girl. Hey, you big purr bitches. But you don't want that first one, because she is not nice. And plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane, and everybody will be cool. Everybody will be cool. Which comes to my next point. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight, my friend. Some battles you just got, but like, you know what? You can have that shit. Fuck it. So a few people who are not listening to me right now, I'm getting tired of telling these motherfuckers. But obviously, they need to be told. Like, for example, Patty Boots, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Little Boots, a.k.a. Drake. You need to listen, because you lied. You said that they were, you said that you studied this hip-hop thing. So if you studied the hip-hop, then you know that Mobb Deep told you that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. Mama say, mama say, mama say. They also said you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. They didn't know they were going to be talking about you, but now they know. They said you walking with your head down, scared to look, little boots. They said you shook. There ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. So you should probably listen. Still got time. Drop the case. We do not. You don't want the discovery coming out. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. Fuck the battle. Worry about the war, my friends. I'm worried about the war. I'm not worried about y'all little bullshit battles. They don't even mean nothing, really, at the end of the day, if you think about it. Fuck the battles. Worry about the war. Mama say, mama say, mama say. Be you. Be your authentic, beautiful, wonderful self. Remember, they can hate the way that you walk. They can hate the way that you talk. They can even hate the way that you dress. But if you like it, that's cool. It's not cool when you bringing up lawsuits. That should not be brought up. That's crazy. But all the rest of that, you gotta be who you are, boo. You can't let nobody tell you who to be. And what they eat don't make you shit. So fuck them. Fuck them. Worry about being you. How about that? Sleepy y'all. I'm sorry. Well, worry about being you. You can't make anybody in this world happy, but you can add to their happiness, but you cannot make them happy. So why even fucking try? You came in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. I'm going to hurry up and get through that because I do not want to think about the idea of having twins. I don't even want to think about the idea of having any more children, period. Listen, you could try to fix and try to make things perfect for the next motherfucker, but no matter what you do, they'll find something else and make that an issue. So don't worry about that shit even. And remember, dream. Dream big. Dream so fucking big that your dreams exceed the universe. And then when you come back down and you realize and visualize the dream and what it's supposed to be, plan. Plan, my babies, and execute. Plan and execution always top tier in this world that we live in. But anyway, it is now time for us to get up out of here. I love you guys so, so much.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
March. It's coming together, so just be patient with me, all right? I love y'all and good night. Bye. I gotta go.